The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody! What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they're fun, they're funny, they're entertaining, they're interesting, and they keep you on your toes. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, might be before this introduction is over. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Many of us will, many of us won't. Maybe we should be more like those who will than those who won't. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? That question is on everybody's mind. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. It's just important for you to understand that for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that whole process. Many of you went to church yesterday, and you just, pumped up in the Lord. Yeah, but we're also talking about the times like Mondays or after church or driving on the freeway or anything like that. When you go to the mailbox and you open it up and you get a letter and you look at it and you go, this is horrible. You know, that kind of thing. We're talking about dealing with life as a genuine Bible believing born again Christian, following Jesus, getting closer and closer and closer to Jesus, also sharing Jesus with others, but growing in that reflection of Jesus Christ in our lives. And so we want to talk to you about that. If you've got a thought, a question, if you've got a comment, or if you have an opinion, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We support those things. Here's the bottom line. The way to get in touch with us is call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you do that, you get to talk to Terrific T, and that's terrific. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's available all the time. 214-210-8483. Or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. Now, every once in a while, if I send out an email to somebody, you might see David Spoon Media still merging those accounts. It's only taken Google about a year. But anyway, david@hemustincrease.org. Those are for things like prayer requests, and as well as the texting, as well as the calling in, prayer requests, praise reports, answers to trivia, general questions that are at the top of your head, just wanting to comment, just wanting to encourage the body, just sharing about the things the Lord is working in your lives. We support all of that as we are a Christian community. We are not your church. We are a fellowship. And we want you to be blessed by the fellowship. That's all we're looking for. One step closer is our big goal for everybody, and myself included. I don't exclude myself from this. I want to be one step closer, too. I want to wake up and have the Lord go, Dave. And then he has, like, this big theater production. Yeah. Who doesn't want that? I want that. All right. So this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. I do want to mention a few things before we get rolling. The first thing is I want to do a shout out to Mark. Now, Mark had sent a letter. Not going to share about that letter, but he sent me a beautiful letter, and I just really appreciate it. And so I gave him a shout out, but I don't know if he heard it, so I'm doing it again. Plus, I sent him an email. So, Mark, if you're listening, check your email. Make sure you check the spam just in case it gets stuck in there. Big thank you to you. I appreciate your letter. Number two, I want to give you an update on my dentist experience. Now, as many of you know, dentists and Dave are not as common as baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet kind of thing. So here's the bottom line to that whole process. I did go to the dentist on Friday. I got into the dentist's office a couple minutes late. Not a big deal. But I was there in the chair, in the drill, not the thrill, for over 2 hours. Yeah, that was fun. And so when I was done, now let me just say that the dentist had to do some surgery in the, you know, in the root area. They did a great job, and I was real happy with that.
But I did sound a little bit like this, so I was glad that I thought we should probably do a preloaded show.
Anyway, so that's why that happened, just to help you out and give you some sense of understanding what took place. Thank you for the prayers, by the way. They are and are continually greatly appreciated. And I really do appreciate each and every one of you. I pray for you every day. I mean, every person. Now you think, well, how do you pray for every person in a radio show? Because that could be tons of people, right? So I pray for everybody in the radio audience. I pray the Lord's favor, the Lord's grace, the Lord's mercy. Of course, praying for healing and strengthening and things of that nature. And anybody that comes to mind that I've encountered, I bring them up also before the Lord, even if they come up each and every time or once in a while. The reason is because I just want to be praying for people. And one thing I know, if I'm praying for people, people are praying for me. Right? What a man sows, that shall he also reap. So I'll take that all day long. I think it's a good thing. All right, we're going to get into our teaching. Got a lot of cool stuff. We got Ezra in the second segment, or the second 60 minutes, or the other 60 minutes. This is the first 30 minutes. A lot of, I think, awesome things that are taking place. But let's take a moment and just go into this text that we've been into mostly on Mondays in Matthew. This is just such a fascinating portion. I just want you to kind of tag along with me and have a good time as we look at this text. Picking it up from Matthew chapter 3, and that would be verse 16. It says this: when Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water. The heavens suddenly opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming down on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This will be our text as we're going through from an expository fashion, line by line, in the book of Matthew right here. Here's what the whole process is. Jesus was baptized. We talked last week about John trying to stop him and explaining that Jesus said, no, we got to do this. Just let this happen. This needs to go forward. This is what you got to do. It wasn't Jesus that submitted to John, but John that submitted to Jesus because he said, make it so. Let's make it happen. Then Jesus gets baptized. Now, I want to say what happens immediately, because this is something I think people miss. That baptism was a recognition of John's ministry, not for Jesus' sins. Jesus gets baptized. He immediately comes up out of the water. What's the first thing that happens after Jesus is baptized and he gets up? What's the first thing? Now, we know that the baptism, the into the water, out of the water, symbolizing what he's going to do in 3 years in reality, because he's going to die, is going to be crucified, be buried, and then resurrect. But what's the first thing that happens after Jesus is baptized? The heavens suddenly opened. And what a lot of us miss is that for a season, the heavens were like brass. And if you know what I'm talking about, and many of you do, there are seasons and times you go through things where it doesn't seem like God is responding at all. You get so despondent at times, you think the way that a leaf falls off a tree must be a sign from God, the way that it floated and landed. Okay, well, it's not. It's how the leaf fell off the tree. And there are seasons where it is dry. We know this is true just by looking through the whole portion of Scripture. But what we need to recognize is because of Jesus Christ, because of the ministry of Jesus, because of his presentation, because he is God and became a man, took our sins upon him, died on that cross, was buried, and 3 days later he rose again, and he did that in a sacrificial way, an atoning way, a propitiating way for our sins, heaven becomes open. And it changes the whole dynamic. Through Jesus, we can access the presence of God. Jesus cracked it, cracked the code, so to speak, and heaven became open. Now, watch this. This is not the whole of it. Listen to this. So heaven, then kind of piles, heaven suddenly opened. And it says, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming down on him. Who is the he? It's not Jesus. It's John. Okay? I'm just going to make that as clear as I can. People go, no. The full construction of the Greek, no matter what you do, is this is John watching this event take place going, wazza. And what John sees is the Spirit. But guess what? You and I are introduced at the baptism of Jesus with the heavens opened up. Listen to what the text says. These are one of the things that I love about Scripture. The heavens suddenly opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending on Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit mentioned right away in the entry point of Jesus into ministry. Now, as we know, and as we'll get into, Jesus, first thing he goes through is testing, and he goes into the desert for that process. But before we get there, let's look at what's being shown or what's being illustrated through Scripture. Jesus gets baptized. The heavens are now open. Praise God that the heavens are open. John sees the Holy Spirit descending. We're going to talk about that in a little bit in the next segment. But what John sees as the Holy Spirit descending, we're seeing the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus being presented as the answer to the heavens, the brass between the heavens and the earth, the Holy Spirit descending from heaven, and as we're going to see, a voice from heaven, which is God the Father. All of this communicating God through the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Remember, baptizing them in the name, not the names, but the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, singular. That through the triune God, we now have access to heaven no more. Is it closed or is it like brass? Yay. Okay, we'll take a break and come back. I go on this for so long. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Dr. Robert Jeffress on Hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church we call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity? And I paused for a second and I said, yes, It's called hell.
That's brutal.
There are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Get ready for your first big trivia question. What two men saw a chariot of fire drawn by horses of fire? What two men saw a chariot of fire drawn by horses of fire?
Let's just think about this.
What two men saw a chariot of fire drawn by horses of fire? If you think you know the answer, you can call in at 972-445-0770, or you can text in. You can. 214-210-8483. Do we got Troy coming in? Okay. Notice how I know this now. See, you don't think y'all have habits. It's like, yeah, we have habits. Okay, ready? Here we go. This is David. How you doing, Troy?
All right. You okay?
I'm doing good. Doing so much better than I was Friday at 10:30, 11:30, 11:30, or 12 o'clock. I'm doing terrific.
Good. No, you being Jewish, you can answer this question pretty fast, I imagine.
How many
years between a Jewish calendar and a regular calendar is?
You know, my understanding, and I could have this wrong, so I'm going to say that to you right now, but my understanding is the Jewish calendar was 360 days versus the 365. Now, that could be wrong, so let me just say that real quickly. Now, that's how they raised us when we were in private Hebrew school, but they might have done that just so that we could keep sync with everything else that was going around us. So if somebody has a better answer, somebody like Steve might know that better than me. Yet no problem if somebody calls in, texts in, and corrects me. But I think it's 360 is what it is. It's an even number. It's not an odd number.
Well, what I'm getting at, what's the difference in the calendar? Is the Jewish calendar a year ahead of this calendar or whatever?
Or
is all the calendars right? I mean, except for a day or two.
Yeah, no, the Jewish calendar is like at 53-37, or no, it's probably not the right year, but that's how they do it, whereas our calendar is, 2021. So they're counting things prior, going all the way backwards to the beginning before Christ, whereas our calendar here, like in America, uses the AD, the after-death process. That's why it's 2021 here, but for the Jewish calendar, I think it's 53-37 or something really close to that. So if that's what you're looking for on the year's difference, that would be the other part of it. They count all the way back to the beginning.
I mean, did you say they're a year of difference in the calendar?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying is our 2021, our calendar doesn't count the first 3,500 years. That's the whole point, is that our calendar is AD, not BC. So it's counted differently.
Well, how are we going to know when Christ comes back? I mean, except what he's going to do the earth when he comes back. That's the only way we're going to know, right?
Yeah, well,
the moon, the
yeah, we don't know.
Fall and everything,
Right. I mean, if God's using the Jewish calendar, that would be it'll be entirely different than what we anticipate the calendar is. That's for sure. You can
He's been
that.
Here yesterday, right?
Yeah. Now, the year, I just found out the year is 5781, just to let you know, in the Jewish calendar. 5781.
One more question, and I'll let you go.
Okay, bro.
When does the seventh day start? When does the first of the week starts.
All right. It used to be in the Jewish tradition, it was the sunset on Friday, and that would go from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. That used to be the final day. At the church, that changed. Because of the resurrection.
The Catholic Church changed it, didn't it?
Yeah, sure it did. Sure, because then the resurrection took place on a Sunday, and so that the calendar changed to the Sabbath. It just moved it from Friday evening sundown to Saturday evening sundown to Sunday. And so that's how they did it. And I think the Lord did it on purpose, because if you think about Sunday, it's S-U-N-D-A-Y, kind of a hidden message about the Son of God on his day. Sunday, S-O-N-D-A-Y. That's just my opinion.
Well, when's the first of the week start? On Monday?
Yeah, it does for us. Yes, it does.
Well, the seventh day is Sunday, isn't it?
Well, it's either the seventh or the first day, but it depends. Because the first day is the resurrection. A work day for America starts on Monday. So America and God are not the same.
Well, I think the reason the Catholic Church changed it from, I mean, I'm not a Seventh-day Adventist, a long ways from that, but I was working at a place one time, and I heard a guy ask a foreman, said, well, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. Do I have to work tomorrow?
Well,
and the foreman said, well, it's up to you, I guess.
Well, some people have to work if they want the paycheck. I guess that depends, right?
Right.
All right, my brother.
Okay, then. The day of the week starts on Monday, right?
Yeah, well, Sunday is really it's, you know what? Whatever it works for you. That's the great thing about Romans 14. Romans 14.
I don't know.
Well, whatever works for you, do it before the Lord. That's how you got to do it. Okay?
All right. Okay. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I know I'm going to get like 400 emails on that. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's this. This is what's great about Romans 14. Whatever it is, yeah, just do that before the Lord. And make sure you do it honorably. Okay, back to the trivia question. I got to go back to the text. We're kind of tighter on time. But that's all right. You want to bless people and encourage people, and that's what we do, and we appreciate Troy very much. All right, the trivia question, what two men saw a chariot of fire drawn by horses of fire? You can call in, or you can text in. If you call in, it's 972-445-0770. Or you can text in 214-210-8483. Let me finish this part of the text because I don't want you to miss this. Matthew chapter 3:16, we said, when Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water. The heavens suddenly opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming down on him. That's reference to John seeing the Spirit land on Jesus. And a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Two things to note real quickly. John saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. Have you noticed that the Spirit of God is like a dove, or the Spirit of God is like fire, or like the Spirit of God is like the cloud, or like the Spirit of God is like wind, or like, there's not one symbol for the Spirit of God anymore than there's one symbol that connects Christians or anything else. The Holy Spirit has so many activities in our lives that he has a multiple of identifying markers. One of them is dove. What do you think about dove? What do you think about peace, gentleness, nice, soft, that kind of thing? That's sometimes the Spirit's like that. Sometimes the Spirit's like a raging fire. You better watch that too. All right, so we've got that done. We got that talked about. I do want to see, we have somebody who's going to answer the trivia. We'll go to them real fast. Hold on one sec. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is John.
Hey, John. How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
Good. I want to check and see how your – I think it's your granddaughter, right? We've been praying
right.
for her.
Thank you for asking. Yeah.
How is
she? Her
chemo?
Chemo treatment last Thursday.
Now, how'd she respond?
Bone marrow checks, you know. So tomorrow she'll have my wife's got to feed me. So I can't remember
okay.
all the details.
That's like me and Noelle. Don't worry.
Oh, the test results will come Tuesday.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
So
yeah.
Everybody,
yeah.
And so I think her name was Nola, is that correct?
Yeah, Nola.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Keep praying. Well, everybody in the audience, keep praying for Nola and keep praying for John, because that's an important thing, especially as a grandparent and as parents, and as Nola's going through it, we just want them to be protected as much as possible.
Right. Just a side note, my granddaughter has blonde hair because my daughter-in-law has blonde hair, and my daughter-in-law cut her long hair, and they're going to make a wig out of it. As she loses her hair, they're going to have a wig.
That's cool.
My daughter-in-law's hair.
Yeah, that's cool. I love it. That's awesome. Yeah. I love it when families, when there's real support, people are really in it together. That's the right on target. That's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. Now you got to answer the trivia question. We got two guys here. They saw a chariot of fire drawn by horses of fire. What two dudes saw that?
Elijah and Elisha.
That is correct, sir. You are wise. And that is an excellent answer. And people will keep praying for you. And you keep us posted. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
thanks,
my brother.
All right. Thanks, David.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody keep playing for Nola. We just want to keep that going forward. I want to say one last thing on this text because I got – yeah, I need like 20-hour show. Okay, let me say one more thing on this text because I didn't get to it. I'm not going to get into what it is the Father said. I do want to say this real quickly, though. Verse 17, and a voice from heaven said, and that is this, my beloved Son, whom well pleased. Here's the one thing I want to point out that people have kind of forgotten. And a voice from heaven said – here's something you should be aware of. God still speaks. Okay? All right. If God didn't speak, you wouldn't know Jesus. Okay? I can't make that any clearer, can't make that any more distinctive, can't put a rose around it. Remember how we said, because of Jesus, the heavens opened? And then John saw the Spirit descending like a dove. Totally awesome. We see the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in this process, the triune God. That's totally awesome. And then God speaks from heaven, and that's something I just want to close this little chapter on. Just remember, and actually I'm going to come back to it next week because I want to talk about what it is the Father said. But God still speaks. Now, most often he speaks to us through his word with the touch of the Holy Spirit. Other times he'll speak to us through circumstances, situations. He might actually speak to you. He spoke to me. The next result with that was I stopped doing drugs. Is it real? I don't know. It's worked for 43 years. So God still speaks. Okay? So if we listen, that would help. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. But I want to get this specific scripture, and it's really important. It's Romans chapter 4, verse 18 through 21. It says this, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it was said, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Hey, it was not an impossibility. God gave him a promise when he was 75. It didn't get to fulfilled until he was 100. 25 years between promise and fulfillment, God made sure he was good and dead before the promise came about so that when Isaac was born, everybody knew, it's amazing, it's a miracle. Exactly. And it wasn't that Abraham didn't know he was old. He faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, 99 before the conception took place, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Verse 20, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. It doesn't say that Abraham went through this and turned around and yelled at God and complained. He gave glory to God. He knew God could do this. And he believed that the promise that God had given him was important. And he held on to that, even though facing the fact, the circumstance was completely wiped out. Guess what? God showed up. I'm telling you right now, you can tell me all you want about circumstances and situations and your feelings and your processes, but I am telling you, when God shows up, according to Scripture and according to testimony, to the law and to the testimony, the Scripture says, to the prophets and to the testimony, here's what you got to be aware of. When God shows up, changes everything. And you're thinking, well, will that happen for Easton Scott? I hope so. But guess what? If my daughter spends her whole life believing, and Easton's whole life believing, that God can step in and this can change and that may yet happen, she's not done a bad thing. She's raised a child with this gracious hope. If God decides not to do that, instead of complaining about it, it's about giving glory to God, believing that he knows what is in our best interest, even when we don't understand. And yes, I get it. There are tough things. I went through a myriad of tough things, and I'm surprised. First of all, I'm surprised that I'm still alive. Second of all, I'm surprised that the Lord brought me through any of them. I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy of it. But he did it anyway.